Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
We really want to take the moment right now. Jessen is going to share a message. It is on video. It is to our whole church. So it's every location. And it's a shortish video, but sharing her heart for us as a church. And then we're going to have a panel to discuss it. And then we're going to go party. All right? So you ready? Turn your eyes to the screens. And welcome Jessen Lee.
Hi again, church. Well, I wanted to take a moment this morning across all of our locations to share a few thoughts as we celebrate Mother's Day all together. So what's on my heart to share is a motherly spirit. And you know, many of you will know and be familiar with our written vision picture. And this is something that Al and I wrote together, and we share it at different moments throughout the year. I wanted to highlight one sentence this morning, which says, "We see a church ready to house a great return of sons and daughters and a great harvest of new believers." We've been praying into this as a church and believing for this great return of sons and daughters. And as we've prayed, I've really had the sense that what we really need to see this happen is a church full of spiritual mothers and spiritual fathers. You know, the world is in its state is really needing to see the church, our church, being positioned and ready to receive, to embrace, and to care for people. And I get the sense that our church will be marked in the future by a return to the basics, the, you know, what our church was really built on, which is to be a healthy and caring church family for others. So, two things about a motherly spirit. Firstly, a motherly spirit is a spirit to carry. And I love this because it means that you don't have to be a natural mother and you don't have to be a certain age to carry a motherly spirit. I love this story of Sailor White, which is the granddaughter of Pastor Mark and Bernie Kelsey. Sailor must have been, I think, about five at this time, and she was playing with her dolls and she asked her mum, "Mum, when can I have my own babies? When can I be a mum?" And Sash went on to tell her that, well, you're going to have to grow up and meet a man and get married and have your children then. And Sailor, with the realisation that this was quite a way off, she kind of shrugged her shoulders and she said, "Oh, but I just want to be a mum now." And I love this story because it really shows that even from a really young age, you can naturally have a motherly spirit. I love that. In Judges 5:7, it's the story of Deborah, and it says, "Village life ceased. It ceased in Israel until I, Deborah, arose a mother in Israel." You know, Deborah was many things. She was a leader, she was a prophet, and she was a judge. But it's amazing that it says, in a time like this, in a time where it says village life had ceased, which was because there was oppression and chaos in the land, the world wasn't going well. I love that it says Deborah arose. She arose a mother in Israel. And the key thing about this that stands out to me is that Deborah stepped in to being a spiritual mother at a critical time. And you know, this is exactly what we need you, the girls and women in our church, to do. Our world is in not a good place, and we need spiritual mothers to step in and rise up. I know for me, throughout my life, I've had a lot of input from spiritual mothers, and I remember getting a bit of a nudge years on to that it was time to step up and be a spiritual mother for others too, doing the same of what other mums had done for me. I remember in October 2019, I was at Silverwater in worship, and I just had my eyes closed, and I got this picture of myself standing in an empty space, and then a long cloak was put over my shoulders and a baby was put into my hands. And I heard these words, "You will be a new spiritual mother and a natural mother at the same time. And, you know, at the time, I didn't think much of it. We weren't planning to have kids yet. I wasn't a mum. And I definitely didn't see myself as a spiritual mum at the time. Anyway, I jotted these notes down in my journal and didn't think much of it. A year on, so in September 2020, Pastor Phil one day called us into the office for a chat. And so we arrived at the office and he went on to ask us about taking on this lead pastor role. And from memory, he gave us 24 hours to think about it. And so we asked for much longer. We said, can we have 2 weeks to think about this? But anyway, we got in the car and headed home. And as we headed home, I had this thought and this feeling. And I said to Al, "Oh, Al, I think I'm pregnant." And as I said that, I suddenly remembered this picture and the words that said, you'll be a new spiritual mother and a natural mother at the same time. So this suddenly was really real to me in that moment of those things coming forward at the same time. Anyway, we went home, took a pregnancy test, and sure enough, we were expecting a baby. So that was a big day. Secondly, a motherly spirit has her heart set on those who are yet to come. And this is about generations. Like our vision picture says, we see a church that is ready to house a great return of sons and daughters and a great harvest of new believers. We always want to be a church that is postured and positioned for others. I pray that every week, in every service, in every connect group, that we come with a heart that we are building for those who are yet to come. I wanted to take a moment to honour a lady today, a mum who has been a key spiritual mum in our church for many years, and that is Roz Trestrell. And I'm going to read my notes a bit, so I hold it together. But Roz Trestrell, beautiful Roz, she passed recently, just a few weeks ago now, and we've been grieving that as a church together. But I wanted to say of Roz that she impacted so many of us in her way that she carried such a strong motherly spirit. You know, Roz totally had her heart set on those yet to come. She had a heart to mother sons and daughters and new believers. You would see her every Sunday. I wish I could walk out into the foyer at Oxford Falls today to see Roz there. She was so warm. She radiated this big smile. She would hug people, embrace people. And people that she had just met, and she just had, you had all of her attention, all of her focus. And so I just wanted to honour that of Roz today. We miss you, Roz. And I wanted to just focus on that great legacy that she left. I pray that we would take on that same heart of Roz. And there's this great scripture I want to read over us to encourage us to carry that same heart. It's in Romans 15, verse 1 to 6. It says, those of us who are strong and able in the faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter and not just do what is most convenient for us. Strength is for service, not status. Each one of us needs to look after the good of people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but he waded right in and helped out. What a beautiful picture Jesus paints for us here. So church, I wanted to take a moment. I didn't plan this moment, but I would like to ask that if you are a young girl, if you're a teenager, if you're a young adult, or if you're a normal adult or an older lady, I just ask that if you feel called, if you feel that call to be a spiritual mother in our house, I would just ask that across our locations you would stand up and I'd like to pray for us. And you know, you might be someone that has been a key spiritual mum in the past in the building of our church and feel like you're not needed anymore, but that's not true. We do need you, and we ask that you would stand up and let's pray together. Let's step into being spiritual mothers for our church. Father, I just thank you for every girl standing in the room right now, Lord. I just pray that you would pour out your spirit, pour out your anointing, Father, that we would have a church full of spiritual mothers. And I pray that right now you are activating girls and women to step into being spiritual mothers, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we are building, Lord. Help us to build a church that you can trust, Father, a church that you can entrust your sons and daughters, Father. We want to be ready to receive and care for other people, Father, others. We want to be a church purpose for others. Thank you for Mother's Day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, church, have a great rest of your Mother's Day. Enjoy celebrating your mums. We love you very much and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, let's really thank Jessen for that encouragement for us as a church. Thank you so much. And so we really do. That is the heart that we want to carry. And so to look at that practically, we want to just take a few minutes here so that we catch the spirit of what that means, but then also practically, how do we do this? What does this look like? And so we're going to have a quick chat with some beautiful women in our church. I want you to welcome up Jessen Lee, Katie Haldane, and Marion Lockyer as they come to the stage right now to join me. And what a blessing. Katie, congratulations on your master's. Although that was the celebration. You actually accomplished it a year ago and now are doing your doctorate. She's doing her doctorate, everybody. And so that's very exciting. Go, Katie. Go, Katie. And we have beautiful Marion. Marion is a grandma, a mum, and a spiritual mum in our church. She actually looks after prayer in our church. She prays for Jessica and I regularly, covers our church in prayer. One of the things I did want to ask you, Marion, straight off, is in terms of carrying that motherly spirit, how can we do that through prayer? Talk to us.
Oh, I love being a mother. I love being a spiritual mum. There's an anointing, you know, we don't just do this off our own back. There's an anointing. There's a presence and there's a great coming together with Holy Spirit, listening to the Holy Spirit move, being in partnership with the Holy Spirit in prayer, and carrying the heart of the Father, heart of God, the love for people. It's the best motivation. And having that awareness and letting the beautiful gifts of the Holy Spirit enable you to pray in many, many ways. In warfare, and we communicate. There's focused prayer, prayer requests, and then there's the things that you pick up in the spirit that you just go for.
Yeah,
beautiful. Yeah.
So for someone wanting to step into that and wanting to start praying for people and carrying that motherly spirit through prayer, where do we start? What do we do? Do we text people, call them random, like without it being weird? I don't know. Tell us what do we do to just.
I think we create a space where people can learn how to do that.
Yeah.
And not make it hard, just make it a very natural thing to want to do that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what we do.
And so when you're praying for someone, what do you do? Like with us, you pray for us. Yeah. Tell us just practically what that looks like.
Okay. I don't get warm and fuzzy. But I just feel the love of God for you when I'm praying for you.
Right.
And I become aware of things that might be coming against you, for example.
Right.
And that's where the warrior kicks in.
Right.
And I can feel the Father's love undergirding you and watching over you. Mm. And he gives his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. Mm. But also he uses us, you know, as a prayer warrior to get stuck in and use the king punch to get rid of the things that are trying to hurt, you know?
Knock him out.
Yeah.
I love it. And you'll text us and give us updates on things you're praying for.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing we can do when we're praying for people. Katie, you're a spiritual mum in this church. And Katie oversees all our preaching and teaching. And she really shapes a lot of that for us. So I want to ask you, Katie, in terms of raising up, particularly the next generation, in the truth. And there's a lot of stuff out in the world. How are you doing that? How can we do that to really help young people, help the next gen rise into the Word of God and the truth?
I love that. It's like what Pastor Jessen said on that video so beautifully when she was talking about Deborah.
And when village life ceased, Deborah, the mother of Israel, arose. Mm. And I think today truth is so relative, and basically we're getting truth according to the internet. And I think it's a time where spiritual mums and dads and mums and dads needs to rise up and say, okay, our family life, our family of God, this is where we set the standard of truth.
Yeah.
It's speaking. I remember when I was young, 16, and going out partying and then going to my grandparents and saying, should I be doing this? And I knew that they would tell me the truth, sometimes not what I wanted to hear, yeah, but I knew that they would sit, he would sit down, my grandfather would sit down with me, open the Bible and say, let's have a look at what the Word of God says. So it was this beautiful element of getting the truth from the Word of God, so that set a principle in my life that I knew where to go to. So you're not just telling them truth, you're teaching them how to get the truth.
Right.
And I think for me personally, when people come up to me and say, you know, as a spiritual mom, can you help me with this? My job is to love, encourage, accept, like all mums and dads, but to be that position of, hey, this is the standard and we don't mess with this.
Yes.
And not be the barometer of up and down, but the truth is the truth. And that comes from the Word of God.
Yeah. And so like when bringing the truth, obviously the truth is strong. It can divide. It pierces lies. It's the truth.
Yeah.
But in terms of how we deliver, talk to us practically. How can we bring truth, yeah, when we see maybe a younger person, or we see, you know, anybody? We see there's a drifting from the truth. Yeah. How can we bring the truth without it being like hammering people with, yeah, it and saying, oh, what are you doing? You idiot, you know?
Yeah.
How can we do that well? What's the way to do that?
For me, I'm always thinking open conversation. Because if, yeah, they're coming to me in their time of need and they want that truth, I also want them to be able to come to me when they're in absolute sin, desperation. Mm. So I want to keep that open, beautiful conversation.
Mm.
So I will always, it's always like you say, Pastor Al, it's always in the soil of love is the seed of truth.
Mm.
You can't shove truth down somebody's throat without having, one, a relationship with them, and two, genuinely love for them.
Right.
The truth comes with the care factor that most of the time when I'm bringing the truth, I'm crying with people,
yeah,
because I genuinely want them to know the truth that they can set them free.
Mm.
And it's the heart that you bring. I'm not coming with a heart of judgment or criticism. I'm coming with a heart of, hey, I've got a better way.
Yeah.
This is so much better for you. I can
so
see
good.
The mess that you're in. I've been there, done that.
So
can
good.
I show you a better way? And I think it's the heart behind it.
I love it. And you know, yeah, come on, let's clap for that. You know, one of the things we always want to do, creators, an atmosphere where even people that are returning to God, walked with God once but have strayed from God, returning, feel like they can come here and feel that it's a safe place. And so one of the things that actually my mum-in-law does so well, Meh-Meh, we call her, Oaks calls her Meh-Meh, I don't call her that. Well, I do actually. Meh-Meh, she is so interested in people. And one of the things that she's done in my life and our lives is always taken so much interest by just asking questions. And I think that's something we can do as a church, is take great interest in people. Before we try to get them to understand, let's seek first to understand where they're at.
Yeah, beautiful.
And in that context, in that environment, then let's bring the truth, because Jesus is better.
Yeah.
Amen. Sorry, I need to be quiet. Jessen, talk to us about, so one of the motherly instincts is protection. And we know a lady who has this instinct. It is Meh-Meh once again. And we love it. Talk to us about that motherly instinct of protection, what
yes,
it means so for us as a church.
I'm going to share a good protection story from my mum shortly, but I just wanted to first share that one day this week I pulled up to a traffic light and a big truck pulled next to me, and the big words, the slogan on it slowly appeared as it pulled up to my window, and it said, "We protect what matters." And I liked it. So I was trying to see whose slogan is that? What company says that? We protect what matters. I couldn't see it, but I thought, we're going to take that because...
Belongs to C3SYD.
Because we're the church and we protect what matters.
Yeah.
And our people are what matter. And people knowing Jesus is what matters. So as a church family, we want to really carry a spirit of protection of one another. And if anybody needs help, if someone's new or they've been around a long time, we want to have that sense of of assuming responsibility for one another, protecting one another, and that can look like covering people in prayer, sharing the truth with people, just reaching out to people if they're having a hard time, walking alongside people. And a story, because my mum is here, I have to share. My mum's always painted a great picture of motherly protection. And one particular day, I was at a... I was a teenager. I was at a birthday party, a 16th, and it was a friend of a friend, so I actually didn't really know any people around. We were in the middle of speeches at somebody's house. Their lounge room was full with maybe 70 or 80 people in a circle listening to speeches. And suddenly the phone rang in the lounge room, and it was one of those ones, you know, that still had a curly cord. And the mum got up to answer and said, "Is there a Jessen here?" And I was like, "Oh, no." So I had to go and answer the phone while everyone in the room just stopped speeches and listened to me. And I said, "Hi, Mum. Yes, I'm still at the party. It's probably about 30 minutes left. Yes, I'll come straight home. Yes, everybody's listening to us." So that was very humiliating. But at the end of the day, I knew that my mum wasn't going to go to sleep. She wasn't going to do anything until I was at home in bed. And it actually gives you such a strong sense of care and protection and safety. So that's what we want to provide as a church for others.
Yeah, so beautiful. Well, hey, we're going to pray right now. And so can you close your eyes with me? And together, we want to just have a moment right now to pray for anybody that wants to receive Christ. And we just want to lead you in this prayer of making Jesus your Lord and Savior. And like Katie was saying, being guided into the truth. Like Marion was saying, we're praying. Our prayer is that every person in Sydney would actually come to know Jesus. That's the prayer. And when you come to know Christ, we want you to know that this is a safe place where we're going to protect you. We're going to walk with you. There's no perfect people here. But step by step, in the context of community, we're going to grow together. We're going to follow Jesus together. And we're going to get stronger and stronger and more free in Christ here. But today, if you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is your moment right now. If you're online, this is your moment too. If you don't know Jesus and want to put your faith in Jesus, died so that we could be made right with God. He took the sins of the world upon himself so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, shall not be separated from God for eternity, but be reconciled to God forever. And if you know in your heart, listen to me, if you know in your heart you're not right with God, you're not at peace with God, you're not reconciled to God, it is so important that you be reconciled to God, that you don't leave this place wondering if you are. But today, be reconciled through Jesus Christ. And all we need to do is simply put our faith in Jesus, and then the journey of following him begins. But if you need to put your faith in Jesus for the first time, if you're coming back, now is your moment right now. We want to lead you in this prayer. So look away to God if you're not already. If you need to say this prayer, all I want you to do is raise your hand and we're going to pray it together, all of us. If that's you, we'll lead you in this prayer right now. Count of three. One, two, three. Just raise your hand so I can see. We're going to pray together. If that's you today, you're going to receive Christ. Make him your Lord and Savior. Best thing you'll ever do. If you're returning to God today, if you're online, let us know in the chat. If you're in the room, you just raise your hand and we're going to lead you in this prayer as we close. Beautiful. Let's all say this prayer together. Say with me, say, "Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. I turn from my sins. I turn to you. I receive salvation. I receive forgiveness. I receive a new identity and a new beginning. And I receive eternal life in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That's the greatest thing. Hey, if you said that prayer or if you have questions, come and see us at the Next Step Lounge on your way out. You see it in the foyer. If you want to find community, if you want someone to pray for you, if you need prayer, if you want to grow in the Bible and understanding the truth, come to the Next Step Lounge and our team are going to be there. But right now, everybody, can you thank our panel for their wisdom, making it practical. We love you guys so much. Beautiful. And why don't you stand up with me, church? We're now going to go celebrate. Has everyone got lunch plans? You got lunch plans? There's no PM service tonight, so you can just party on for the rest of the day, eat lots of food and celebrate. I think we have, do we have donuts on the way out? Oh my gosh. Candles and donuts on the way out, so you can grab them as you leave. Also, church, stay with me one second. One second. We also have a photo booth, and it's a beautiful photo booth. It's lovely. So I want you to use that. Take as many photos as you like with each other, spiritual mums, natural mums, everybody together. Why don't you lift your hands one more time? Let me pray for us. God, we thank you for what you're doing in our church. We thank you for C3SYD. God, we thank you for Mother's Day. We thank you for the city of Sydney. We pray for every mum in this city. Lord, we pray for every family today where it may be difficult. We thank you that peace moves into the neighborhood here in Sydney, that in every home, every household, every street corner, Lord, we are praying for this city. Lord, that they are like sheep without a shepherd. But we thank you that we know the chief shepherd. We know the great shepherd. And so we pray, God, use us to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in this city, to be like shepherds to the sheep, to be a voice of guidance and care, to be a voice of the kingdom, and to bring your will in their lives to pass. We believe it in Jesus' name. They all said one more time. Come on, a hearty amen. Woo! Church, we love you. We love you. We love you. Go out, be merry, have fun, have a donut, and we'll see you real soon. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the C3SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.